Hi, I'm Nicole Alvarez. We're live at Coachella, and I'm here with Girl in Red, who I've had the privilege of talking to a bunch. It's always so cool to see you.
Likewise.
So
you
I have
great energy.
Thank you. So I have festival questions for you. Do you get here early when you're playing a festival? Do you get in early in order to see some bands or artists that you like?
I went here yesterday, so that kind of is early in some way.
Yeah.
So I saw Harry and I saw Phoebe and some other artists, but today I'm mostly just here to like just chill. And I'm probably just gonna chill for the entire day and then see bands like after my show.
Let me ask you, when you watch other artists perform, is it like doing homework where you look and you study and you check what's like their setup and what's going on, or are you able to just be a music fan?
I'm definitely able to just be a music fan, but when I saw, like, I think I'm mostly like really into other people's like set design.
Yeah.
Like, so Harry had like this gigantic set design. I'm like, whoa, like, I don't know, that's very, really inspiring. Also, Phoebe had a really cool one. So I guess I'm paying attention to like what are other people doing, because like I feel like I never come up with anything good.
When you're on stage and you look out, what do you look for, anything in specific, or what do you see?
Oh, when I'm on stage?
Yeah, when you're on stage.
Oh, I'm just looking for people having a good time.
And so, do you ever lock eyes with anybody, like anybody maybe singing your songs back to you?
I think I get a little bit intimidated when I'm on stage, and like, so I feel like I don't really lock eyes with people, because like I'm kind of like, I don't know, I get nervous.
You get nervous?
Yeah, I get nervous from looking like straight into people's eyes.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen looking out into the crowd?
Maybe just like 50-year-old men
singing your songs,
or just like not singing and just like they're vibing, but like they're not like letting loose or anything. They're just like there, just chilling. And for some reason, that always is kind of like, ooh, I don't know, weird.
So 2019 was the last time that we had Coachella, and coming back has been so cool because everybody's so stoked to be here. Do you remember the first time you'd ever heard of Coachella?
I feel like that was like Tumblr 2012 something. I saw like a bunch of pictures of like girls with like
the cool flower crowns.
Yeah. and the cool outfits and everything. Yeah. I was like, oh, what's Coachella? And it was like, you know, the California dream kind of thing. So I feel like maybe like 10 years ago, and I was just like obsessed with like the pictures, because I couldn't go.
Was it something that you wanted to play all along? Like, as an artist, do you have specific venues or festivals that are on like a bucket list? By the way, we're live at Coachella, so you're going to hear a lot of like air checking or whatever they call it in the back.
It was never really a dream of mine up until like I actually started having like a music career. So up until that, it was just like a festival that I thought, you know, seemed cool. Like it's like this like cultural thing behind it. But when I, you know, started like gaining more attention and listeners and shit, then I was like, damn, you know, playing Coachella is huge. And I was going to play it like 2 years ago, but I wasn't able to. And now I was going to play it last year. It didn't happen. But now.
And now you're here.
Now I'm here. I'm going to go on stage today, and I'm going to like go out there and be like, Coachella.
You know, when I see you on stage, you take such command of the stage and you seem like you're in your own little world. But before going on stage, do you have any nerves? Like, what's your mindset like?
Oh, I have so many nerves.
Do you do for nerves?
What I do to like help them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take a shit.
That'll clear it out.
And just like chill. And then I don't know. I don't really talk to anyone before my show.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, in your zone, right?
Yeah, I'm getting in my zone, and kind of like I become like kind of short. Like I'm just like don't get in my way. I get really nervous. So yeah, I don't really deal with it that well, but then I just like go on stage and it's gone.
You can't tell on stage. Something happens to you as soon as you set foot on stage, and I see you become like, I don't know if it's another version of yourself or you just don't care anymore, but it all washes away.
Yeah, it definitely does, which is good, because it would have been really awful to be on tour all the time and like never really have
fun
on stage.
There's a fly that really likes you.
Yeah, I know. It was like, it was on your shoulder earlier, and now he's like checking me out.
Yeah, it's just our pet fly.
Yeah.
Okay, before we let you go, for your super fans, for your fans, for all of us, what are you up to? What's next? What can we look forward to?
So I'm going to be touring a lot this year. So I'm going to, you know, keep doing that. And then I'm also making a lot of new music, because you got to keep making music if you want to have a long career.
Yeah.
So I want to make an album again. And yeah, just like do cool stuff. Not, I don't want to do anything I've done before. I want to keep making new cool shit.
Oh, we're being washed away by the music. Anyway,
they're like, oh, they're like, turn away. Like,
turn it, just stop,
turn it down.
Just stop. Thank you so much. Watching you is such a pleasure because you have so much to say. And like I said, the way that you command the stage is incredible. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a really, really cool kid.
Thank you, girly. I appreciate it.
Girl in Red. No problem. Girl in Red. We're live at Coachella. I'm Nicole Alvarez.